Lord, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life. So we're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Arthbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Buju, welcome back. This is a show about ancient skills, kind of not lost, but like forgotten a little bit. You know, if you don't use it, you lose it, that type of thing. And as far as skills go in the Ojibwe way, we've paid a big price for turning on that light switch. When you go and you turn on that light switch, you get a lot of things out of that. You get heat, you get lights, TV, Xbox games, PlayStation, microwave ovens, all of that kind of stuff. And it has replaced a lot of the ancient skills. Being able to go out into the forest and make a fire, for example. The tools you need are the kind of woods you need are cedar, pine, and oak in order to make a fire. And then, of course, you're going to need some kind of twine. You can use a wigoob, the inner bark of the basswood tree. And it has a lot of strength to it. And you can also make rope with it, braided in three braids. You twist one way, and then you twist the other two back the other way. Another one the other way, twist the other two back another way, and the same way as the third one, twist it one way, and so forth, and you keep going. You can splice them together, and I found this to be like you can't break this rope. It's so powerful, and it can be a thin piece, but if you twist it right and you put it together like that, it is like steel. It's like iron. And also, you need like you need the pine board, and then you need a notch. One's coming up towards or going down towards the bottom, notch it down, and one coming from the bottom going up to meet in the middle, and then you create a little V on the side, and towards the middle of that indentation, so that the friction is very, very small, but you can create a coal and an ember in the inside of that that little indentation, that where they meet from the top and the bottom. It's like one bowl on the top and another bowl on the bottom upside down, and they're meeting, and then you just cut like a little piece of the pie out of that, and that's where the energy is going to be concentrated. And then you take your cedar, make a spindle out of it with a pointy end and then a rounded end on the top. The reason why the rounded end's on the top is you're going to take your oak and you're going to create a little indentation in there so that those two pieces fit together. And also you're going to use, I guess you can take a little bit of the grease off your cheek, off your face, and rub it inside a little bowl so that it creates less friction. And you're able to use that to make it go faster. And then, of course, the bottom of your cedar spindle is pointed. So, and that point goes into the bottom of the upper bowl, the upside right bowl, and it meets in the middle there. So those are your points of contact. And then you take another stick, and then you can bend it, and then create like a bow type contraption. It'll look like a bow to you when it's done and put together. And then you take that, and then you put that spindle, you twist it in there, And so it's nice and taut and tight. And then you put the bottom pointed into the small bowl on the board on the bottom. And then you put the oak on top of it to hold it still. The reason for the oak is you don't want to burn your hand. You don't want the wood to get hot. And but you want the spindle on the bottom and the pine and the cedar to meet. And you want that to, that's the point that you want to get hot. So then you put that underground. But under the ground, you create, you dig out a little bowl, a little impression in the earth. And then you put your grasses in there and your birch bark. And then you have your other little fire ready. You make like a teepee type, sticks together, dried. And you have a little hole in the inside, like a little teepee. Because you're going to, once the embers or the grass and the birch bark catch on fire, you're going to take that bowl out of, are you going to take that out of that bowl in the earth there, and you're going to put it inside the little bowl in or the little teepee with the sticks there, and so that all ignites that together. Then of course you're going to have your other bigger pieces of stick, and of course your logs or whatever else you're going to put on top of that, and you're going to put all of that together. So now once you get going, you're going to take and hold with the oak, the spindle steady, and it's the spindle's already in the bow part, and you're going to, like a sawing motion, like a bow saw, you're going to go back and forth and back and forth and faster, and you're going to go back faster and faster, and then at the end of that, you're going to see a little red coal start to develop on the pine board that you got down where the cedar was meeting the pine board. And then you knock that little ember off into the grasses and the birch bark that you have prepared in the little bowl in the earth there that you dug out. And you're going to blow on that, and you're going to see it start smoking. Pretty soon it's going to catch on fire. You're going to grab that out of there, put it into your little teepee structure there. And just like a doorway, it's going to have one side of the teepee open so that you can put that in there. Then you put more sticks on top of that, and it'll catch on fire. And now that that's caught on fire and that's gotten going, there's other things that we'll talk about later. We're going to talk about fire, the different types of campfires that you can build and what kind of energies those give out. But that'll be for another show that we're going to be doing down the road here, the Ojibwe Way of Life. Thanks for tuning on in, and I hope you enjoyed today's little lesson there, ancient skills, making a fire, and we'll elaborate more on that. But yeah, I think every nation across the earth has these fire making skills. There's also stories and legends that go with them, but those are probably going to be saved for another day. Okay, so anyway, thanks for tuning on in, and yeah, you guys all have a great day, and we'll see you back here again next week. Thanks for listening. It's KOJ. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Harper. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back again next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.